just a pre-show announcement. Go to blacknerdradio@gmail.com if you want to get a hold of Marcel and I. Have any questions? I don't know. Present a topic you might want us to talk about. Any of that. Anything. Blacknerdradio@gmail.com. Also, we have merch. We have, like, sweaters, t-shirts, coffee mugs. Stretch pants. We got a lot of shit. So if you go to blacknerdradio.com, it'll send you right to this, our merch, our store, merch store. You know, the holidays are coming up. Wouldn't you look great in a Black Nerd Radio t-shirt or sweatshirt or pants or phone cover or mug? It doesn't matter. Just check it out. Also, thanks for listening. Yeah, that's it. This is the worst ad I've ever done, but it's the best I can do for ads. So go to blacknerdradio@gmail.com to get a hold of us, or go to blacknerdradio.com for merch. Either way, we'd be glad to see you. On with the show.
So how you doing on the recounts and the non-concession and the fraud and blah blah blah? Is that making you happy?
It is insane. It is fun.
Yep. I never thought I'd see this, man. Never thought I'd see this.
The last time something like this happened, and not like to this of the obviously to this extent, was in the I think they said 1840s.
Yeah, something like that, where the House had to decide the winner of the presidency.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
It was in the early 1800s. I know that much.
I know. I read a couple articles on that, and it didn't have anything to do with somebody not concede. I think it had something to do with the voting.
Yeah.
Something went wrong with the voting or something like that, and then the House had to – it went through all the chains, and then eventually it had to get to the House, and they had to pretty much vote on it. And I'm like, well, that's not happening now because Trump is just like, I'm not going nowhere.
Now,
I won.
He's going to fight this, but he has to prove voter fraud in something like 4 states. And it has to be a large margin.
Yeah.
And we already know in the last, I looked it up. And I, you know, I always do this. I look it up, then I somehow don't keep it. And then when I need to reference it, it's not in front of me. Mm-hmm. But I know it's 30, something like 3,000 voter fraud cases in 50 something years.
Yeah. So, with like a 0.00007. Yeah.
So that's less than 1%. And so it's so funny. The right always talks about voter fraud when they lose.
Of course they do.
It's only when they lose.
Yeah. Of course.
Or if their opposition is very popular, like when Clinton came, because when Clinton was on before he put his hat in for president, but no one has seen a president like him before, and he was wildly popular. He was they said he was akin to JFK at his peak.
He was. He won the South. He was when he won Georgia, Alabama. I mean, he was a
His everybody victory was him. His victory was like probably the last, at least in our lifetime, in your and I's lifetime, we saw like a presidential landslide. Even Obama, who won by a large margin, it wasn't considered a landslide. Clinton's was considered a landslide.
Yeah, he put the beat down on HW. I mean, he just pimp slapped him all over the place when he took his job.
Yeah,
you know,
and so the whole point of me bringing it up was,
well, it's the voter fraud.
Oh yeah, the voter fraud. So it is less than 1%. So unless they have like an opponent like that, then they are talking about voter fraud. And it's so funny, every time there's like an official accused of doing something weird with votes, it's always the right.
Yeah, always.
So he's not going to so he's going to fight this to try and muscle his way back in, but no one wants this. Even Fox News doesn't want this. And and it's not going to work. I mean, there's already two judges already threw out saying, well, we're not even entertaining this. And so he's already like 300 different lawsuits. So he's going to have he's going to spend his last 70 days fighting this.
Yep.
And then if he won't, I hope he doesn't concede. I hope he has to get drug out. You already lost the election. Let's lose your dignity too.
Well, I told you, I read an article. I'm sure people on Facebook read it, but didn't believe it.
I was like, this can't be real.
No, it is real. They said that somebody close to him said that he will lock himself in the room and not leave because he does not believe that he lost. I'm telling you, they're going to drag him out. They are literally going to drag him out. And I hope that happens. But part of me hopes it doesn't happen because these crazy white folks who are his base might think they're assaulting the man and stealing his presidency. And then we'll have a minor 5-minute civil war. Because if you think Joe Biden is going to allow these cats to come up to the White House with guns and shooting, you got your damn mind. They will put those guys 6 feet under so quick. It'll be over like that. It'll just be over so quick. I mean, these militia men don't understand what they're dealing with when they talk about, you know, we got to defend ourselves. And they got bombs, dude.
Okay.
They have bombs, man. You can't win.
Let's talk about militias for a second. I think people forget the whole point of a militia was so the state can defend itself against the government had the government starts tripping.
Right.
I mean, I believe that's the way it was written too. I'm but so it has to be a state sanctioned. None of these militias are state sanctioned. No. None of them,
and they're not so well regulated. Forget,
people kind of forget what a militia is supposed to be. Yep. I mean, that's just a mob. That's just a mob. Mm-hmm. They're not a militia.
Exactly, and they honestly think that. This is the 1900s where they would actually have a shot against taking the United States. It's like, dude, you don't have a chance anymore. You just don't. If the government wanted to hunt you down, they'd get you all in probably 6 months and you'd all be dead. Mm-hmm. You know, the army, and then they sent out the Marines. They sent out the Air Force dropping bombs on you guys. It's over. And we're not going to have another civil war. I guarantee you that. There are not enough of them. And plus,
it's funny. Yeah, they're talking about that. Like, oh, if Trump doesn't win, there's going to be a civil war.
Not enough of them.
Even if it was three times what they have, you're going up against a government,
the most powerful military in the world.
They have tech that just can detect how many people are in a house by the heat signatures and just blow up the house. Yep,
you're all dead. It's all over.
So how are you fighting that?
They stockpiled all these guns and ammo. I'm like, for what? You don't have, like you said, the tech to even, there was, and I do this more than I should, but I remember watching this episode of The Next Generation where it actually is parallel to the situation. where I won't go into too much in detail, but Data had to convince these people on this planet to leave because somebody else had claimed the planet and they wouldn't leave. They said they'd fight to their last man, they'd fight with their last gun and everything. And then he took one phaser and he blew up their water and he blew up a house with it. And he said, this is just one person with one phaser. They have ships that will destroy you from space. And you won't even see the face of your killers. That's what will happen to them. They won't even see the face of their killers.
Exactly.
And that's why I brought it up, because it's a parallel. They won't see who's killing them. They think it'll be man to man in the trees, and they'll be hiding, setting up Rambo-like traps.
Yeah, it's not going to be like Rambo.
No, it's not.
I promise.
It's going to be close to Rambo. It's going to be just, what happened?
It's going to be, it's going to be like a really quick version of our war with Iraq now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a slaughter.
It is. And also, you got to ask yourself, out of the 62 million, or let's see, 70 million votes he got this year, how many of those people are willing to die for him? I'd probably say half
10%?
Yeah, probably half a million of them. Maybe a million of them. If that many. Now, how many of those people are actually willing to die for him? You see the difference? It's one thing to say I'll die for him, but actually pick up the gun and go die for him. I'd say probably 10% of that. So 50,000 people are willing to lay their lives down for this con man. That's not a war. That's not even a skirmish. That's like a lunchtime activity for the army. You know, that's a lunchtime activity for the military. It's over. It's not even worth talking about a civil war. You guys are idiots. You know, you guys are morons.
It's just clickbaity. It's just, that's what it is. It gets attention. It's not even worth an argument.
No.
It's ridiculous.
And the best part of all this is I got a couple Trump fans, you know, on my friends list, and they've all been silent. Last one of them. No articles, no nothing. Because I'm willing to bet that even they're embarrassed about what this man's doing.
My favorite, it was one of my Facebook friends that is a Trump supporter. He put on a video and he's talking about how Trump's a street dude, which I thought was hilarious. No, he's not.
No,
he's like, he's a street dude. He's not going to, let's not going to take this sitting down. And that's correct. Trump will fight this because he's like a giant child and he just can't accept defeat.
Mm-hmm.
But, so he's right about that, but there's nothing street about Trump. There's nothing like hard about Trump. He's none of those things.
Yeah.
But all of my friends that were Trump supporters or Trump apologists, none of them. It was just radio silence.
Yep. Yeah.
One guy, who I never talked to, and I just blocked him. I posted something on Facebook about, it showed like the outcome, and I just basically saying I fucking hate him. I'm glad he's leaving. Good riddance. And you know, he posted a, you're very hateful people like you is what we don't need. And I was like, oh, shut up. And I just
went,
that's all I said was shut up. And then I just blocked him and just unfollowed him. And you know, I was just like, fuck you.
He said hateful people like you. Did he not? Was he asleep the last 4 years?
No shit. That's why it's like it was like that's not even worth an argument.
No,
shut up.
It's like when this guy put a supercut of Fox News, I believe it was the midterms, talking about how the Democrats were trying to cheat, how they're bad losers, how when they lose they want voter recounts, and I'm like, wait a minute, is this them talking now? Or 2 years ago? Because it fits perfectly with either thing, because they are pissed. It's like, who's the worst loser? You guys are. Because look at what you're doing. You were willing to split this country over a man who honestly, and truly is incapable of caring about anyone but himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about you. He can't care about you, which is what I tell. It's like he can't. He is incapable of it. His brain is wired that way. Trump would push Melania down to get out of a burning building. Do you understand that? He would leave Barron in the he would lock Barron in a room so he could get out and live. His 15-year-old son. That's the kind of man he is. And people don't get that. He's not a wartime president. You saw what happened at the debates with Hillary Clinton when that loud sound went out. Trump was running around. Trump was like, get me out of here. And Hillary just stood there like, well, when they pull me, I'll go. But I don't see nothing to run from yet. Trump was already off the stage. The man is all about self-preservation. This isn't about the country. This is about him winning.
Yep.
And they don't get it. It's always about him.
But here's some of the numbers, which is kind of crazy. So last election, only 32% of white men voted for Trump. The last election, 32%. Of course, this election, 58. White women, 33, up to 55. I'm sorry, 50 to 55.
In this election. 2020.
55% of white women voted for Trump.
Wow.
And this is another here, and here's, you know, proof that we are not a monolith, folks. Black men that voted for Trump, 5%. 18% voted for Trump this year.
I can tell you why. My dad and I talked about this, and I've talked about it when I was working with a few other people.
Well, I think it's two camps. Some who financially benefit from it, and the other black dudes that have drank the Kool-Aid and self-hating blacks.
It's not even that. It's immigration. Black folks, it's immigration, it's God, and it's
because most older
black homophobia. Those are the three. Immigration.
Yeah, and they're very conservative.
Yes, exactly. And my dad reminded me about how conservative black folks are in the South. It's like, you don't understand. You've never lived there. They're not like black folks in LA and New York, you know, who are free to do what they want to do. basically. He said a lot of them sometimes still forget that, you know, they can slap a white man in the face if they have to. You know, and not get hung at night. So, you know, they follow that line of, you know, of conservatism. You know, they don't want to stand out too much. And they hate immigrants because they truly believe that immigrants are taking some of the jobs they could have. You know, they also believe the Democrats are godless people. And, you know, black folks are deep into God. They also believe, God, what was that last one? Oh, my brain's not working too well. God, immigration and homosexual. There, that's it. Homophobia. Black folks are so homophobic. Oh my God. We are the worst of the worst when it comes to homophobia. And
I'd say it's black and Hispanic.
Yeah.
Both cultures very, very homophobic. In fact, remember back in the early aughts when California was going to be one of the first states to allow, you know, same-sex marriage. It was successfully blocked its first go round from because Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons went into the black communities to say, hey, they're trying to make, you know, they aligned themselves with older black folks, and they all voted against
it. And that's what I'm saying. And that's why it doesn't surprise me. They're not necessarily voting for Trump. They're voting against for those things, you know, and it doesn't shock me. But here's the question. Remember when I told you that I think black people are more than 13% of the nation? Remember when I said that? If all those numbers of white folks and that number of black folks weren't able to push Trump over, how the fuck did he lose then? Because we are more than that percentage, I believe. I know we are. Because these, like I said, niggas don't fill out the census form. I think we're 25 to probably 28% of the population. I really believe that. We are way over 13%. We gotta be.
I don't know.
We gotta be. There are pockets of black folks that are millions deep. You know, okay, how many black folks you think in Compton filled out the census? Long Beach.
I don't know.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Atlanta. How many of them do you think actually just went, oh, I don't care what this shit is, threw it away? That's why I think we're probably 25% of the country. And if those people voted, and then the rest of those white folks voted, and then you got the Hispanics who are obviously, you know, they're just flying up the ranks because they have a lot of babies. And they're flying up the ranks. And then I got to wonder, because of the Kung Flu, how many Asians turned on Donald Trump? You know, he wasn't thinking about that when he was making fun of it, you know?
Well, here we go. So let me finish.
Go ahead.
Here.
Sorry.
Black women, 7%, up to 8%. Latino men, 6%, which I thought was a lot more than that, went up to 36%. And that's mostly Florida and Cuba.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Because the Cubans are staunch. They're very staunch Catholics. It's the same reason we just said for the older black folks. Same thing. Latino women, 8% last election, 28% this election. And here's the thing that I thought was kind of shitty about this list. It says all other races.
Yeah.
Like, fuck everyone else. Asians.
Asians, Samoans, Indians. Who cares about them?
Yeah, fuck you guys. 37% up from 9%. But now the people, those same numbers for Biden, you know, 80% for black men, 91% for black women. Black women particularly are the reason Biden won.
Know.
Once again, black women bailing their asses out.
They don't play. They don't play, man. They know what's at stake more than I think a lot of these black men do. They understand, man, that he can't run again. He can't win again. He can't, you know?
Yeah.
Some of these brothers be like, well, I don't want to be, what did 50 Cent say? I don't want to be 25 cent or 20 cent.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You know what? I'm still a fan of his stuff that has come out over the years, but I think I'm done with, well, I'm definitely done with 50 Cent, but fuck Ice Cube too.
Yeah.
How dumb does he look now?
Yeah, I know. I think he said that he was, I think he said he was conned into doing it now.
Well,
I think that's what he said. Let me look real quick.
Then he really is as dumb as I thought he was.
Yeah, because I think that's what he said after Trump lost. Let's see, conned.
Platinum plan. Get the entire fuck out of here with that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And it says he responds to being a sellout, is either completely MAGA, blah, 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 blah. It's not popping up. But keep going with the list. So how did Trump lose then if all those numbers of people voted for him? Besides black women and black men, I mean, white folks were down, white women were down.
Well, there's a lot of, it's the Electoral College. That's because Biden won in all the major cities where people are.
Did.
Trump won in all the cities were the flyover states, you know, the God, guns, and country. Yeah. It's obvious why he lost, because there's more of us than they are them.
And a Democrat, I don't think he'll ever win Florida as long as them Cubans are there. And I got a lot of things to say about Cubans from there, because if you remember correctly, that's where the slave masters used to go to vacation. Cuba is not and never has been a place friendly to black folks. And this is very...
Cuba's
never been friendly to black folks. Ever. Ever.
And not like Mexicans and the Cubans, they put themselves in a class of their own. They don't even like to align themselves with, you know, Mexican Hispanics. It's almost like people from Spain will take great offense if you even say that they're at all, you know, related to Mexico or even
they
Cuba.
Might punch you in the mouth if you say, if you call a Cuban a Mexican, you might get hit in the mouth. And it's like, wait a minute, that's like trying to discern between an Irish and a Scottishman. It's like, what?
Well, there is that inner that same race classism. I mean, Spain looks down on Cuba and Mexico, Cuba looks down on Mexico and looks, you know, I worked with a woman who was Vietnamese. Mm-hmm. And when I was a part-timer at UPS, she was really cool too. She always brought us, Chris and I, a guy I worked with directly with, cause my first 6 years, I was a pickoff, before I do what I do now. And, it was just, I mean, I work for UPS, but I only really had to see and work with one other person. And I worked with that guy the whole day, and she was an auditor, and we were just, you know, you work with somebody, you know, 6 hours a day for years, you just start talking yeah. about shit. And she was Vietnamese, and she was telling me, you know, we were talking about classism to Chris, as Chris is white, she's Vietnamese, I'm black. And, we were just talking about race, and she's like, I don't know any the most racist people I know are Japanese. Yep. And I was like, explain. And she's like, well, this is the hierarchy. She goes, Japanese yep. is at the top.
Chinese
is Chinese. Korean.
Yep.
Korean.
I know this list.
I'm sorry. And yeah. It goes Japanese, Chinese, mm-hmm. Korean. What was it?
It ain't the Philippines, Jack.
No. Oh, yeah. And Vietnamese. Yeah. And she's like, I'm near the bottom, but everyone can all get together to hate yep. Filipinos. She broke it down too. She said, Filipinos are like mm-hmm. blacks here. She said, Vietnamese are like Mexicans here. And she just, you know, she said, and she, and then she went, and she's like, Chinese and Japanese and Korean, they kind of get lumped all the same as not as good as whites, but better than blacks. So they're like the number one spot of oppression in the U.S. And she's like, that's the way it is here. I was like, wow, this was really good insight.
People forget that one of the last line to fill the triangle of the axis of the triangle of axis of evil, rather, was Japan. They fought yeah. with the Nazis. People forget that. The Japanese, they're a whole different breed of people, Jack. I mean, they are just different. Now, the Chinese are just arrogant bastards. They really are. Now, I've known some Chinese. They're good people. But overall, if you ain't Chinese, you ain't nothing.
You know what you're saying is incredibly, incredibly problematic.
It may be,
right?
but honestly, honest to God, if you've been around and I went to Benson High School, and that is like before Madison became like the Asian, you know, the field of Asians was Benson. And you had Chinese people, Japanese people, and all of them. I went to college with some Japanese people and some Chinese people. And I always talked to them about the hierarchy and what they thought of other races and other Asian races. And it was all the same. The Chinese are just arrogant. They believe that they are the chosen ones, and that's why they don't fight. If you think about it, the Chinese only fight each other because they're trying to conquer each other. The Chinese don't fight nobody else. Mm-hmm. Japanese, however, they want to kill all the Chinese because they want some of that land, and plus, they're not Japanese, which is part of the reason why I watched this story on Japan. Japan's dying out. And they said that in the next 20 years, there's going to be more older people in Japan than younger people in Japan. And here's wow. why. Because they don't like or allow them to breed outside of their race. They don't like that. And they don't allow it. And they said that's killing them right now. It's killing them. Because this generation, in America too, young people aren't having kids at 20, 22 no more. They might not even have kids at 30, 40. Some of the men are like, I ain't having kids till I'm in my 50s, you know, because they can. Mm-hmm. And the Japanese kids are following that line of thinking. And with them doing that, as few of them as they are, they might become extinct if they don't start broadening their horizons now. This is when diversity might save your ass. You know, they don't like getting with black mm-hmm. folks. They don't like getting with white folks. They don't like none of that. And some people think they like when their kids marry white people. No, they don't. I talked to some Japanese people about it. They said, no, that's an American stereotype. We don't like that yet. Okay? We hate it when our daughters marry these nasty white dudes. They don't even pick the best white dudes. That Japanese man flipped out. He said, I am sick and tired of our women dating these fat, nasty, broke-ass, ugly white men. They figure a white man is better than any Asian dude. Hell, they wouldn't even date you, Marcel. And I'm sitting there looking at me like, well, what's that supposed to mean?
What?
Well, you know what I mean?
Come on.
I get it. But I was just fucking with him. I was like, what's that supposed to be, little man? He's like, you know what I mean. All right, continue your rant. he continued his rant like that. And then the Koreans, I knew a couple Korean girls and a couple Korean guys, and they hate the Japanese and Chinese because they think they're better than them. And they said, but we all know we're better than the Filipinos, which is why Filipinos can relate more to black folks. If you really notice, they're the Asians that hang out with black people. They're the Asians that like black people. They're the Asians that will marry black people. You look at the NBA, there's two or three Asian Filipino black guys in the NBA. They ain't no black. Yeah. That's not true. There's one black Japanese guy, and he said he hadn't seen his family in years, except for his mother. His family disowned him. I'm like, what a shock. And then you got the Vietnamese. They're kind of in the middle with everything. You know, they hate Filipinos, but they don't necessarily hate black people, but they don't like black people. You know what I mean? It's a weird thing with them, you know, because when I was at Benson, they didn't have any problems dating, but they just didn't like it. They wanted to date the white guys, which is an Asian, back then was an Asian thing, like a fetish, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's like, everyone that's not them is lesser, but the top of the lesser pile is white.
I agree. You know. I'm agreeing. That's exactly what it is. And your friend was right. Filipinos are shit. You know, Manny Pacquiao, no matter how many championships he's winning in boxing, he's still a piece of shit.
Well, come on. You mean people look like you say
No. I'm saying that in the context of the conversation we're having. Not as a personal opinion, because I like Manny Pacquiao, you know, but as a person in the context of the conversation, it doesn't matter what Manny Pacquiao does for the Chinese people. He's still a piece of crap. He's still a dirty, nasty piece of shit. They don't care. You know, I mean, they just don't. Did you see what they did to those black folks in China when the virus hit?
Yeah, they acted like
even though it's from your punk ass eat bats. Okay, that's where it came from. Yeah. You
bat soup.
Eating them damn bats in the Wuhan province. My cousin Heather spent 2 years in Japan. China. But if you've ever met my cousin Heather, which I think you did, but you probably wouldn't remember it, she is
I think at the wedding, maybe
super light. I mean, if she didn't tell you she was black, you wouldn't know. And so she survived over there because she looks the way she looks. And nobody questioned her. So they would never have done that to her because they probably thought she was just a normal white girl.
Well, I remember my friend Brandon went to Japan for a summer. And he's like, man, you would clean up. It's almost like, you know, if you're like an attractive black person there, they look, you're like you're almost like a pet to them.
They love you.
At least that's the way he explained it to me. He was like, oh man, you clean up.
That's because, you still there? That's what I thought I heard it click.
You cut out. I got a phone call while we're recording.
Okay. That's what happened. Okay. Cause I thought I heard a click.
Yeah.
No, that's what Rampage Jackson said. You know, he said, whenever I go to Japan, I am never alone. He's like, my time is filled up, Jack. And also, Japan is also a culture that they assimilate other people's cultures. They're kind of like the Borg in a lot of ways. God, I hate using Star Trek metaphors, but they absorb other people's cultures. Like, there's a particular part of Japan.
Sorry about that. Eloise called. And it just kicked us out.
Is she all good?
Oh, yeah. She's just, you know, between class thing, kind of, you know, thing. And let me shift gears since I'm going to edit this together, but sorry, folks, we got cut off for a second there. we were talking, we went in deep about race, but I want to.
Well, what I was saying before we got cut off, I really want to get that out there, is that the Japanese are a are truly like how did Bruce Lee put it? They're like water, you know. They absorb other, you know, they fit other cultures, you know, that are the bowl. That's the bowl. Like, there's a part of Japan where there's a great story where the kids wear cornrows, the dudes sag their pants, they say nigga to each other, they only listen to hip hop and rap. Mm-hmm. They're basically black folks. And then on the other side, you got Japanese who wear the Iron Cross and are fucking Nazis. For the most part, it's like some of them just don't have an identity, but in the end, fuck all y'all, I'm Japanese. you're like, wait, what? Your name is you like a rapper, but wait, what's happening here? I don't get it. You know, I love Asian culture. They're so fascinatingly odd to me sometimes. It just blows my mind. Now, whatever you want to do next, we can do.
All right. Well, one thing, when you brought up your cousin Heather, I looked her up. Yeah, she doesn't look white. She looks, if I didn't know, I mean, I can tell because I'm black and I can see little features.
Yep.
And I know who she is, so I know she's. But I would, if she said she was Italian, or Sicilian, I believe that.
Or even Jewish, she could say I'm half Jewish, and no one would doubt her.
Not at all.
And that's why I think she had such a good time in China for those 2 years, and no one bothered her. It's because look at her.
Yeah.
You know?
And your cousin is pretty attractive, to be honest. I don't know. I don't know. I know it's your cousin. You don't make the. You can't make.
Yeah, account, I was gonna say.
I don't understand how you guys share the same genes because you're ugly as fuck.
Wow. Well, the funny thing is, you know what that says about you, right?
Don't say it.
There it is.
I kind of forgot about that.
This dude's own child for years couldn't tell us apart. His own flesh and blood thought I was his daddy, her daddy. Dad? No, that's Marcel. Marcel? No, that's Dad. Damn it!
Oh. So, did you see Alex Trebek died?
Yeah, I was like, good, great run, man. You know, I wonder if Jeopardy's just going to be canceled or not, if they're just not going to do the show anymore.
Don't read ahead. But it's like, it's weird that all of our people we grew up with, because he's been around as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
As long as I was aware of, you know, game shows, he was just part of, you know, and then when he was diagnosed with cancer, that was almost a decade ago. So he's been fighting colon cancer forever, because he had a really good run though. He's 80, made it to 80.
I was happy. I was like, you got to 80, man. You're famous. Good run, bro. You know.
Yeah, and he was just one of those people that no one has anything bad to say. You know, so he's really I'm gonna miss that guy. Yeah. But there was Jeopardy has fans of the show have a petition out that's calling for LeVar Burton to be the new host.
Wow, Reading Rainbow, that would work.
That would totally work. They're kind of the same. He's just, if you think about it, he's kind of like Trebek in the way that who do you know has anything bad to say about LeVar Burton? You know, I mean, he's just one of those guys that everyone likes, just like Trebek.
You know, it's funny. The only controversy I can ever recall with LeVar Burton was it's not necessarily a controversy. It was more of a sign of the times. He tried to date the dark-haired lady he wanted to marry her, the dark-haired lady, Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company.
Really? Yeah. Those two were an item?
Yep. They were engaged, going to get married, and some big wig Hollywood said, if you do, you're both out. And they had to separate. And that's the only time I can remember any controversy, but that was a sign of the times, man. They were like, you're not marrying her. It's like the Rat Pack told Sammy Davis, I can't remember that white girl's name that he was going to marry. But Sammy Davis told him, Frank Sinatra told Sammy, he's like, you're not going to marry that white girl, dude. Mm-hmm. That's just you could be our buddy and hang out and make money, but you're not marrying her. I wish I could remember that white lady's name too. But yeah, that's the only thing I can even think about LeVar Burton. It's like, everybody loves that little dude. Nobody dislikes LeVar Burton. He's wow.
Yeah,
motherfucker, I hate him now. I dislike LeVar Burton. I'm gonna start a fuck LeVar Burton fan club because nobody should be universally like, God damn it, nobody. Fuck him. Yeah, there you go. Fuck you, Jordy LaForge. Yeah, on principle. God damn it.
On principle.
Yeah, on fucking principle.
You're the worst.
I feel better now.
Good grief.
I feel better now. Oh God. It's like when my mom told me some lady didn't like her. I was like, oh, there is a God. Now I believe in God. Why would you say that? Because everybody likes you. And it's so nice to know someone doesn't. That means you're a human being. It's so nice to know somebody don't like you. Oh, that's made my day. In my darkest hour, I will use that to pull me out of the hole that I'm in.
Good grief.
She was like,
"You are."
She said, "Why are you so dramatic?" I was like, "I don't know. I just thought it was funny." And it is funny.
You're a chump.
Oh, whatever.
Well, that, honestly, that is all I really had for today. I just wanted to get that out. And,
it looks like The Rock is going to reboot Scorpion King.
Why?
But he's not going to be in the movie. He's going to executive produce it. I'm like,
oh, really?
But no one's asking for a reboot of the Scorpion King, particularly if you're not in it. Why would you do that?
And they already had like a string of B, C level movies.
It went to like six. Hell, Batista was in one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy Couture was in another one. And I can't remember who the other ones were. And I'm like, no one cares. Or have you not noticed that? Nobody cares about fucking Scorpion King. Find something else to do. But
grief.
But this is what he's one of them dudes, man, that just can't sit still, man. I bet you the coronavirus lockdown is killing him. It's killing him, dude.
I bet you he is so annoying in that house.
Oh, he's got to be. His wife is probably like, you got to go, man.
go do something.
Yeah. You know, that's the funny thing about actors who are big and are gone all the time, comedians and athletes in season. And before they, in season and before they retire,
mm-hmm.
they have better relationships with their wives and kids during those times than they do when they're home or retired.
Yeah. All that time you get to really know somebody.
Right. I mean, could you imagine if you're on the road doing comedy 4 to 6 months out of the year and you only see Heather and Eloise that time, you guys are going to be fucking lovey dovey. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, this is before all the other stuff they had with Heather, but you know, you guys would be all lovey dovey and it would be fantastic. But the minute the coronavirus hit and your ass is home for 6 months, 7 months straight, that's when the attitudes start kicking in. Why won't you pick this shit up? What are you talking about? The stores, it's just little things. I remember Billy Gunn talked about that. He said, once I pretty much retired from wrestling, he said, my wife and I didn't get along too well, because she wasn't used to having me around. You know, mm-hmm. I'm gone 300 days out of the year. So I'm only home, two months out of the whole year? She didn't really know my personality that much. So, I get home and I'm home for months on end. And her first words were, don't you have somewhere to go? No, I don't. I'm retired now. Well, why don't you do an independent show? Just talk about somebody, across the country. Go do something. I'm tired of looking at you. And it happens with athletes, too. A lot of them get divorced after they retire. Look at Jordan. The minute he retired, divorced.
Yeah.
And it was just the instant he retired. It was like, I don't like you now. And I guarantee you I won't like you when I see you more than 2 hours once a week. You know what I mean? So there's that. So anyway, wait.
Oh.
What? Was Ryan Reynolds in Fast and the Furious?
Ryan Reynolds was in a Shaw and Hobbs and Shaw.
I didn't know that. Was it a? Because it was it uncredited?
No. Oh, it was uncredited. Yeah, it was uncredited, but it was he was in like two scenes, the beginning and then the end. It was really funny. Some of the actual funny thing, because the movie tries to be an action comedy buddy cop film.
Well, of course it did.
And it, but he was the actual funny part of the movie.
Well, he's the funny one.
That guy's timing is impeccable.
You know, the thing is, he's great, and I know this for a fact. He would fail as a stand-up comedian.
Oh yeah, there's a difference between stand-up. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? You know, too. He would fail. I don't think he could be a stand-up. I really don't. But in the movies, really, he's hilarious.
Well, you know, it's a different kind of setup. You have to be the way his style of comedy in stand-up form would be grating after about 10 minutes. You know, yeah. You don't.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a definitely stand-up comedian and comedic actor are two totally different animals.
Right.
Two totally different, you know. So yeah, I don't one wouldn't necessarily translate to the other.
Because Ryan Reynolds, I think, is funny because of his natural God-given voice and timing. I don't think he even worked on. I think this is right. This guy you see in the movies is the guy that'd be sitting on your couch making fun of you. You know.
I mean, I'm sure he is a funny person, and if you watched his, because he has a tequila out, mm-hmm. and YouTube his tequila commercials, because he does all the commercials. The guy is hilarious. He seems like a cool guy.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
and naturally funny, kind of like Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell's the same way for me. That guy is just like sometimes I'll laugh before he even gets to the punchline. He's just funny.
Well, that's what I mean. Ryan Reynolds is probably the dude that's always kept his friends laughing. And mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds could read an obituary and you'd chuckle. You know, he's that guy. And it's just funny thing that he happens to be 6'2", 6'3", and good looking and in shape.
Yeah, it's like you can't have everything, you dick.
And then
why do you get all of it?
Look at his look at his wife too. It's like, dude,
yeah.
Fuck you. You know, that's what you'd want to say. Hey, Ryan, I love your shit, but fuck you, man. You have everything. I hate you. And then walk away.
Oh, yeah. His ex is Alanis Morissette and what's her name? Scarlett Johansson. She just married Jost, the comedy writer on SNL.
Yeah.
But yeah, even his exes are like.
Yeah, you believe that? Man, you're like, wait.
That guy gets everything.
So you broke up with Scarlett and managed to upgrade? I'm so impressed with you, man. And I hate you even more.
Fuck you, Ryan Reynolds.
I know. That should be our send-off on every show. All right, that's the end of the show. Fuck you, Ryan Reynolds.
Good-looking talent, you piece of shit.
Matter of fact, that's going to be my exit. Fuck you, Ryan Reynolds.
Well, I think we should do that now because I got to go to bed. Right. So we will see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Ryan Reynolds.
Fuck you, Ryan Reynolds. Peace.